Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. I am so excited to share our first interview with you today. It's with Taylor Beck with Virginia Ready. This is a really cool organization that I have enjoyed learning a lot about, so I'm definitely excited to share it with you. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Taylor Beck. Taylor, welcome to the program. I'm so glad to have a chance to talk with you. Could you just start off by introducing yourself and your role within the organization?
I'm Taylor Beck. I'm the partnerships manager for the Virginia Ready Initiative. And essentially, I work with all 25 of our business partners to connect them to our scholars for career readiness, support services, and of course, jobs within their industry.
Amazing. Thank you. And could you also tell me, Taylor, what exactly is Virginia Ready? I've seen the name, but if someone were to ask me exactly what you do, I don't know that I could answer them. So if you would be willing to explain that to our listeners, that would be amazing.
Virginia Ready is a business-led public-private partnership. As we all know, one of the biggest problems of the pandemic was massive unemployment. In fact, almost 2 million Virginians alone filed for unemployment. So Virginia Ready was created to rapidly reskill Virginians for in-demand jobs by supporting credentials in high-growth industries where students have a better chance of finding career pathways that are family-sustaining and fulfilling. And so we support sectors in technology and IT, skilled trades, and healthcare. Because now we are here, 2021, 2022, and another result of this pandemic is a massive labor shortage. And so that's why there's still an urgent need.
How did Virginia Ready get its start? How long have you been around?
So we were founded in 2020, right at the start of the pandemic. And essentially, our founders kind of looked around and said, how is this happening? All these people are unemployed. What are we going to do about this? And so that's how they came up with the model to partner with the 23 community colleges in Virginia, so all of VCCS. And then we also brought on a partner from Terra Healthcare and their College of Health Sciences. So this is where all the trainings actually take place. And so that's how they created the model, was let's get them into classrooms, let's get them reskilled or upskilled in these in-demand industries. And then, of course, the biggest bonus of Virginia Ready is that incentive. So when you do finish your credential, Virginia Ready will give you $1,000 for completing that credential.
That's incredible. Did you find that once Virginia Ready you got your feet on the ground and you really got started on working with the community, was it a pretty fast launch? I mean, in terms of acceptance from the community, did you guys find that you were pretty integrated with getting people involved in the programs fairly quickly?
I have to say, for starting an organization that is done totally virtually, right? Because the world was shut down at the mm-hmm. time. And now, of course, classes have opened up more, so enrollment has definitely peaked a lot more quickly. But since our inception in 2020, we've now had over 4,000 Virginians, whom we call Virginia Ready Scholars, enroll into our program since 2020. So we're actually closing in about almost 50% of them have actually earned their credential by now, which is just really exciting.
That is absolutely incredible. It's like you identified this severe need in the community and instantly, I'm sure it wasn't instant on your part, but it feels like so quickly you just had a solution at the ready and you just hit the ground running. So that's exciting. Who is your target audience? What is the typical person that you're trying to get involved in the programs and services that Virginia Ready offers?
So this is a great question because Virginia Ready is supporting those non-traditional students. So in partnering with the Virginia Community College, what we love the most is it's open access. So we want to be able to reach all Virginians who need to reskill or upskill within one of those three industries. And our data shows that the average age is between 21 and 35, which actually tells us a few things, that Virginia Ready Scholars are more than likely career switchers. So their lives were uprooted and they took bold action to take their life in their own hands and learn something new. These men and women are people with families. They lost their jobs. Their lives are completely uprooted. And so we're directing them to the community colleges to take these great programs. It's the fast forward courses are what they're actually taking within the VCCS. And it's just amazing to see these men and women take a risk, learn something new, and then go and get that more family sustaining job.
As you're talking about upskilling, reskilling, and I love specifically how you're identifying the non-traditional student, what skills, what certifications are available through Virginia Ready?
So as I mentioned, it's through the community colleges or with Centerra College of Health Sciences. And it says Fast Forward Program. So this is a workforce program. This is not us sending you off to go get your associate's degree and then go get your bachelor's degree. Virginia Ready really believes that you can learn these more industry-focused skills through these credentialing programs that you will actually use in the workplace, which is really fantastic. So again, supporting technology, healthcare, or skilled trades. A couple of examples are the CompTIA A+, Security Plus, Network Plus, all those cyber security certifications. Mm-hmm. Some healthcare examples are pharmacy technicians, phlebotomists, nursing assistants, medical assistants. And then in trades, we've got welding, commercial driver's license. If you haven't heard, that's actually the most popular credential that we have. We've got over 1,000 of our 4,000 scholars have earned or are working toward their commercial driver's license. So it's really amazing to see all these, you know, industries, the needs and what the jobs are, and how, you know, all you need to do is just learn the direct skills and you can start your career pathway with this credential.
Are there fees associated for participating in these programs?
So to be a Virginia Ready Scholar, there is no fee. You just simply enroll with us after you enroll in your course at the college. Now, at the college, there are, of course, there's a course cost. However, mm-hmm. when we partnered with BCCS in summer of 2020, it wasn't until January of 2021 that the Virginia Ready State Aid funding became available to Virginia. So for those that took a Fast Forward course at their local college, normally when you enroll, you have to pay one-third of that course cost up front. But with the state aid funding, students who actually enroll in one of our supported courses don't have to pay that upfront cost. And then as long as they pass their course, they earn their credential and show proof of that credential, which is what part of what Virginia Ready's mission is, right, is to make sure you actually own that credential and share it back with your college, then there is no cost to the student because the college and the state will actually pay that second and third for the cost as well.
Beautiful. I think that that's incredible. In regards to, you had mentioned something about $1,000.
Yes. The $1,000 Credential Achievement mm-hmm. Award. Yep.
Perfect. So even if there are expenses that haven't been covered, that can kind of help offset once you've completed. Am I understanding that correctly?
Exactly. Because that is something we give to you once you've finished everything. It's for you to use anything that you want. It's just an award that we give. And the beauty of Virginia Ready having this incentive is that, you know, Fast Forward has actually been around for several years. I believe it was 2016. When the BCCS implemented this program, and they have seen higher completion rates since Virginia Ready came to be. And we obviously associate that with that $1,000 because people are not only passing their course, but they're taking that exam for it and physically earning that credential.
That is incredible. I love it. You had mentioned that there are multiple colleges that are involved. Are you able to get into which ones they are or even just a handful?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all 23 of the Virginia Community Colleges. So Northern Virginia Community College, Lord Fairfax, Germana, Tidewater. Of course, we have participation in the Southwest, Virginia Western, Piedmont, Paul DeCamp. I mean, every single one is offering faculty courses and enrolling students into Virginia Ready.
So no matter where you are located in the state, there is a community college near you that you could take advantage of this program.
Exactly. And that was really the entire purpose, is we want to be able to reach all Virginians, make sure that you have the opportunity to find success.
That is incredible. Awesome. Thank you. Do you have any success stories, any you know, things that you have seen happen as people have participated in this program, whether it really did help them get on the track to employment that they were really struggling with before?
Absolutely. So I won't use any names just because we haven't, you know, cleared it with them to talk about it. But I will let you know that, of course, the very start of the pandemic, we had a gentleman who was laid off in his job. He was so upset about it, of course, decided I'm going to go back to school, I'm going to take this credential. And then once things started to sort of, the pandemic started settling down a little bit, he was able to go back to the same job, but not in the same position. He was actually given a different position
and
a higher role because of the certification he got. Another favorite story of mine is a woman who just decided to take a leap and go into the healthcare industry. And so she went to Sentara College of Health Sciences. And not only did she pass her course and get a job within the healthcare system with Sentara, but she was actually given this award for being one of the best students in the class. So we're really proud of the men and women who sign up for Virginia Ready, because again, they know exactly what they need to do, and they're just taking their life in their own hands and finding those better opportunities than what they had previously.
Based on everything you've said, I believe that I can make this assumption, but I just want to clarify it. You do not have to be currently unemployed in order to participate in these programs, take these courses, and sign up with the opportunities through Virginia Ready, correct?
Correct. So when we were first founded, that was the key eligibility requirement. Mm-hmm. But in June of 2020, we scrapped that requirement because, we want to help all Virginians upskill or reskill in new fields. You just have to be a Virginia resident.
So that's it. That's the only eligibility requirement.
Right.
That's easy.
Yeah, you're domiciled in the state. Exactly.
Fantastic. I love it. What are some different ways that people can get involved? Like, if they want to find out more about Virginia Ready, where can they go for more information and anything else that you can share about getting involved?
Obviously, you should visit virginiaready.org, so that's VAready.org, to view the list of the supported Fast Forward courses that we offer. And then, of course, head over to your local community college to sign up for your class. Once you enroll, then you come back to Virginia Ready, show us your class registration, and sign up to be a scholar. The most important part is make sure you sign up to be a scholar no later than 5 days after your first day of class. So the key here is to submit your application as final before that 5th day of class. For business partners, highly encourage them to reach out to us on our website, especially in IT technology, healthcare, skilled trades. We'd love to know what your hiring barriers are, what open positions you're having a hard time filling, so that we can just direct our scholars to your open positions.
That is incredible. Thank you. I know that Virginia Ready was born out of a need from the pandemic, but I would imagine, based on the success that you've seen, this is not something that you see going away once we get, past, like, post-COVID, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, that's what we've learned over the last almost 2 years now, is that there is such a need. And beyond the $1,000 that Virginia Ready offers, we provide career readiness workshops and support services to our scholars. So, and that is all actually done by our business partners. So monthly, we're hosting these workshops, and our business partners are the speakers and they're putting these together because they're really invested in the success of our scholars. And that is, again, one of the beautiful things about our relationships with our business partners. And so some of those workshops include, how to manage and maximize your presence on LinkedIn. What is a mock interview like? How can I improve my resume and everything like that? So it's more than just helping them reskill and upskill. It's also setting them up for success in their careers.
Do you have any future plans for growth for Virginia Ready or any future programs on the horizon that you're dreaming about?
Things that we're dreaming about. Obviously, we'd love to have more partner involvement. We are looking, what we've heard from our business partners over the last 2 years is the soft skills, right? If we're moving away from those four-year degrees and trying to reach this underutilized talent pool, what can we do to also support them in their career readiness journeys? And so we've been thinking about, is there a Virginia Ready credential that we could implement? So I would say those are probably one of the big dreams, is to also offer, more than just the workshops we have, but actually give you a certification or credential to say, here are the skills that I have that would be great for your company.
How is Virginia Ready funded? Is it all coming from business partners?
Correct. We are fully funded by our partners and, of course, a few grants and some foundation support.
For anyone who is interested in finding out more about how to get involved in the funding, I know that you mentioned how to become a business partner, but is there anything else that they should be aware of in how they can support Virginia Ready in your efforts?
I guess I would say go to our website and fill out the contact form to reach us. Mm-hmm. We're open to any types of partnerships, any community partners who want to help us get the word out, and vice versa, if they have services that they'd like to offer to our scholars and so forth, we certainly welcome all of those relationships.
Taylor, I don't think that I have any further questions, but I do always like to ask my guests before we conclude, is there anything else that I have not asked, maybe that you want to make sure is covered during the interview today?
If there was one other thing that I could share, it would just be that I'm very proud of our business partners who have made the investment in our scholars, because they really are making the investment in the future of all Virginians. And I just feel like that can't be said enough. Businesses have such a responsibility to their communities, and the partners that we have really stepped up and made that happen.
Very well said. And Taylor, I'm so excited about just what Virginia Ready has brought to the state, the services that you're bringing to people who are, like you said, they're either job seekers or maybe they're career changers. And you just bring this incredible opportunity to set them up for success for the next thing. And so thank you for your work in assisting our community.
Well, thank you for inviting us to share about it. I mean, I love talking about Virginia Ready, so happy to share the word anytime.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and I hope that you have an incredible day.
Thanks, Megan. It was great talking to you.
For our next interview, we're going to be talking a little bit about the effects of the Great Resignation. People have been making moves and changing how they do business. I mean, the pandemic has completely changed the way that they do things. And in fact, there was a huge increase in entrepreneurship in 2021. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. What's trending with small businesses currently and opportunities that may be available for entrepreneurs and freelancers alike based on what businesses currently need. Without further ado, here is Trey, an accomplished lifestyle journalist and TV commentator who has specialized in smart shopping, personal finance, and retail for more than a decade. Trey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today about entrepreneurship, because I know right now that seems to be booming. Can I ask, before we really dive into that, what has your experience been with entrepreneurship, even if it's in the gig economy, if that's where you've seen a lot of it happen?
Yes, and so this is such an interesting landscape right now because of what we're seeing in the Great Resignation. 38 million U.S. workers quit their jobs last year, and that's caused a massive rise in entrepreneurship. 5.4 million businesses started last year alone. And so we have so many new businesses. And then on the flip side of that, a lot of folks who left their jobs last year have turned to freelancing. And so there's this huge talent pool to help small businesses with their needs.
I think that that's incredible too, because when we're talking about the gig economy, we're not necessarily just speaking to those who want to earn an income that way, but we are talking about businesses who need to tap into resources simply because they've been affected by the Great Resignation. And are you seeing that happen quite a bit?
I mean, the whole landscape has completely shifted. So to your point, right, we have so many people leaving their jobs, then that leaves businesses who need help. And then many people who left their jobs are creating new businesses, and then others, on the other hand, want to be just freelance. And so everything's changing right now, and so it's really important for all parties to kind of go with the flow and have their finger on the pulse of how things are changing and what these changes might be in terms of how they could affect their own businesses.
With how much shift that you've seen, even just, you know, as a cause of the pandemic and then the Great Resignation, what would you say to people who are looking to launch a business or looking to go full-time freelance, but they're like, the market is oversaturated. I don't know if there's a place for me. Do you have any encouragement for them?
Sure. So, I mean, thankfully, it's great what's happening out there right now because of technology. We have a lot more access to opportunity, for instance. And, you know, Fiverr.com, who I partnered with today, they are a great platform and resource for entrepreneurs who are looking to supplement their workforce, but then also for freelancers who are looking for opportunities. The other thing that I would say is on both ends, both with entrepreneurs and with freelancers, it's really important to keep your eyes on how things are changing and how that might be relevant to what you do. So, for instance, two big trends that have emerged from Fiverr's annual small business needs survey is that people are very interested in Web 3.0 or the metaverse. And what that means is that if you're running a business, should you perhaps be exploring accepting cryptocurrency payments? Do you want to create an NFT? And then with freelancers, same kind of idea, whereas if you're a graphic designer, for instance, should you learn how to become proficient in creating NFTs to accommodate that demand? Another big trend that we're seeing as well is in marketing strategy, and which makes sense, right? We have so many new businesses out there, and they're trying to find ways to find customers and grow. And so for freelancers who are out there who are skilled at social media or video ads or fundraising campaigns, they're going to be so many opportunities out there for you to help small businesses.
What about for the business owner who is needing to fill some spots and they're going on to, like you said, a platform like Fiverr? I know that there's so many. What are some things they should be on the lookout to make sure, am I finding the right talent? Is this person reputable? Are they going to be able to do what I need them to do?
Right. So you definitely want to do your due diligence on freelancers that you're perhaps bringing into your fold. I do think that a platform like Fiverr makes it really easy, whereas looking for a freelancer even several years ago was harder, right? It was a long, expensive, and slow process. But using a platform like Fiverr will help you have some transparency into who it is that you're looking at. You can search and find people that suit the skills that you're looking to fill. And then also that communication that you can have with that potential candidate, talking about price and duration of work, scope of work, and looking at portfolios and good reviews, bad reviews. So these are all things that are very easy to find now, but it is important for entrepreneurs, small businesses, to take that process slowly and methodically to make sure that you're finding the right person for that need that you have.
I think that right there is an excellent piece of advice for small business owners. Would you have any other advice that you would offer to small business owners who are possibly thinking of tapping into the gig economy for the first time?
I would say that it's so important to be aware of all the new changes that are happening, like we talked about with Web 3.0, but then also avoid the common mistake that entrepreneurs often make, is that you can do everything yourself and that you should be good at everything. And I think that's a big pitfall for entrepreneurs. I've started many businesses myself, and one of my favorite things that I've taken away from all these years doing this is bring in people who are good at the things that you're not good at, or that are good at the things that take you a long time, and for them it's 5 minutes. You know, as soon as you have wiggle room in your budget, that is the first thing that I would suggest that an entrepreneur do, is to bring in help in those areas.
Beautiful. Thank you. I think that that is all very well stated. For any listeners tuning in right now who are wanting to learn more about whether it is tapping into the freelance economy to assist with some areas or looking to get into that freelance economy themselves, where should they go to look for opportunities?
I would take a look at Fiverr.com. It's Fiverr.com. It's a great resource both for entrepreneurs and then for freelancers as well. And then the other thing that I would suggest is don't be shy. Talk to other entrepreneurs in your town, in your space, see what they're investing in, what they're interested in, and how that might pertain to your business. It's good to keep that flow of conversation open, and perhaps you can help each other out at the same time.
Excellent. Trey, I don't think that I have any other questions, but before I let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to share today that you didn't get a chance to?
I think we covered everything. Thank you so much.
And that concludes another edition of Community Matters. Thank you once again for hanging with us today. And of course, if you'd like to hear audio from any of these interviews again, you can do so right on our website, wper.org. Have a great day.